genocide against native people is still going on today, all over the world.
Native Solidarity News. It's about you, too. CKUT, CKDU, CFBEX, CFUV, CHFN, CHLY, CHMA, CHSR, CJLY, CJSF, CJSW, Radio 90.
Land is the basis of all independence.
Welcome once again to Native Solidarity News. Native Solidarity News is a national radio service and part of an international network of information and action in support of Indigenous peoples' survival and dignity. We are all volunteers committed to promoting Native self-determination, culturally, economically, spiritually, and otherwise. Today, we are going to hear part one in a three-part series dealing with different tools of colonialism. Today, we will be featuring the police, next week, courts, the week after, prisons. So we'll be speaking later on with Klee Benali, a member of the Save the Peaks Coalition in Flagstaff, Arizona. That'll be in the second half of the show. Before that, we will have some news. And right now, we're just going to go to a short music break. Welcome back to Native Solidarity News. We're listening to the album Canyon Drums by Peter Wyoming Bender. It's put out by Talking Taco Music Incorporated. So our first news piece for today comes from the Gazette, not always known for its wonderful journalism, but today we'll find it kind of useful, I guess. So it's been 2 years since a botched police operation by 67 Aboriginal police officers in Ganasadage left the Grand Chief's house in flames and his Mohawk community in tatters. Now, the man who was Quebec's public security minister at the time says that the raid was illegal, mercenary, and the fault of Ottawa, which funded it. Jacques Chagnon said he personally blames the then Grand Chief James Gabriel and then Solicitor General Wayne Easter for the January 12, 2004 operation. It was totally illegal right along the line, said Chagnon in a Radio Canada interview. The federal government should have heeded the advice of the RCMP and the Sûreté du Québec at the time, which said that the raid would be a big mistake, he said. And, Chagnon added, he would never have approved the transfer of Aboriginal officers, mercenaries, he called them, from reserves across Quebec to take part in the Ganasadage raid. Put on trial last fall for rioting and forcibly confining the officers, several of the demonstrators were convicted and are awaiting sentencing January 20th in Saint-Jérôme. Chagnon told journalist Alain Picard he thinks Gabriel was trying to establish absolute power by the operation, whose goal was to replace then-Chief of Police Tracy Cross with one of Gabriel's allies, former Police Chief Terry Isaac. Though the media made Gabriel into a martyr saint after his house was burned down, the Mohawk leader's actions were something else, Chagnon said. He pulled off a tour de force, getting himself armed by the federal government, using totally illegal methods to bring in an army of mercenaries into the territory to replace his chief of police, Chagnon said. Now, these recent statements by Chagnon must be compared with earlier statements made by Jacques Beaupré, chief inspector and commander of the OCA SQ, the provincial police who worked most closely with the invading police force. Beaupré issued a statement on May 16, 2005, which said that, when he was told of the impending invasion a month prior to it, he numbered six problems with this. 1. There is an incomplete phase of preliminary inquiry. 2. Suspects had not been formally identified. 3. No elements of proof justified the issuance of arrest or raid warrants. 4. The proposed scenario implied high-risk interventions. 5. No other alternatives were assessed, and 6. No plans of risk management were ever submitted. Bear in mind that Canada spent roughly $28 million feeding, housing, and arming these police, and we see a very expensive, very risky police operation. If the situation wasn't clear before, the picture is now stereophonic that the folks in Ganasadage that resisted the invasion were doing so in self-defense and acted in their own best interest, as any of us would have done, hopefully. To that end, there's a burgeoning demand to have a public inquiry into this misappropriation of funds and these dangerous decisions. Who made these decisions? We need to find out who is responsible. What decision-making process, what system of decision-making process allowed this invasion to happen? The official responsible for launching a federal inquiry is Governor General Michelle Jean, and community members are asking that you call or email her demanding a public inquiry into the invasion. Her phone number is 613-993-8200, and her email is info@gg.ca. Once again, the contact information for Governor General Michelle Jean is 613-993-8200, and her email is info@gg.ca. And if you didn't catch that, don't worry, I'll repeat it again at the end of the show. Now, more news from Ganasadage is that, well, myself, I've been to court, I've sat with the Ganasadage defendants, and in one of the last days, the judge made the statement that, there's so much division in the community. It's so obvious that these defendants haven't been doing anything to make things better because there's still so much division in the community. As though it were the 19 defendants' fault that that things weren't going well in the community. But here we see in a press release from 6 band counselors in Gansetage, we see that it's not the defendants who are making things difficult. It's actually a faction of the community that is interested in extra policing, in extra funding, in basically giving up any remnants of sovereignty and autonomy. When the elections happened in Gansetage a few months ago, we found that Stephen Bonspiel became Grand Chief to replace James Gabriel, but the 6 other band counselors were Gabriel supporters. So since then, things have just been deadlocked in the community. And we see in a press release issued by these 6 band counselors there's other sources of dissension within the community. This press release from January 13th says that they denounce Jacques Chagnon for making this public statement that the invasion was dangerous, that it was risky, that it was illegal, that it should never happen. They completely lambasted him for making this statement and said that he should have just remained silent. And then we also see in an article from the Eastern Door that they are issuing, they're trying to evict a member of their community for not paying taxes to the community, where Stephen Bonspiel is making every effort, from the looks of the article at least, to handle these things diplomatically instead of saying that that somebody should be evicted and should be evicted by the Sûreté de Québec, which is what these 6 band counselors are after. They're after more police. They're after more Canadian and Quebecois intervention. And it doesn't look like they're interested in working with the community or in working on any kind of a solid resolution. But, you know, maybe that's just me. So we're going to take a quick musical break, and then we will be right back with more Native Solidarity news.
Got a 500 years of lies burning that bridge to the ground. It's been crossed one too many times. There's no money in our culture for your system, so all eyes turn to the youth. Their minds imprisoned, their thoughts convicted in schools. The voice of reason is sovereign screaming. Tongues beat to cries now, no one's listening. How can you live in the shadow of these lies? Life is outweighed by the greed in their eyes. They fear you, so they shelter you with lies to keep you from the truth of liberty. Kept us in the dark, but now we got light. We got a common enemy, yeah! From screaming, taunts, beats, and cries. Now no one's listening. How can you live in the shadow of these lies? Life is outweighed by the greed in their eyes. In their eyes. In their eyes. In their eyes. It's raining blood in armor walls. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. What good is action when you only react? How can you tolerate the lies when you know the facts. Unify,
defy.
We got a common enemy. 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 Enemy unified,
too far.
We got a common enemy unified,
too far.
We got a common enemy unified,
too far.
We got a common enemy. Got a common enemy. Arm yourselves with the truth. We're marching out of 500 years of lies, burning that bridge to the ground. It's been crossed one too many times. Arm yourselves with the truth. We're marching out of 500 years of lies, burning that bridge to the ground. It's been crossed one too many times. Unify,
defy.
Unify,
defy.
Unify,
defy.
Unify,
defy.
We got a common enemy. Hey.
Unify, defy.
Unify,
defy.
Unify,
defy.
Unify,
defy.
Unify,
defy.
Walk upon this green ground, each step takes us on a different path. We try to carry on, but you hold us back. Get used to the pain, cause we feel it every day. Get used to the lies,
cause the truth's so far away.
Respect for it. You say what you wanna say.
funeral ground. No respect for living. You see what you wanna see. There's nothing secret.
Welcome back to Native Solidarity News. We just heard two songs by the group Blackfire. The first one was Common Enemy, and that second one was Resist.